When you're finished eating, meet me in my office at the end of the hall. There are things we'll need to discuss.
Don't let him scare you. He might be all sharp edges, but he means well.
You know, he said the same thing about the two of you.
Yeah, that tracks.
We're pleased to meet you, Alice. Please have a seat wherever you'd like. My name is Alara Voss. I'm the ship's communications officer.
I also handle maintenance and most other things.
If you ever need anything, don't hesitate to let me know. We want to make you feel at home. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Jack's ready. Pleasure to meet you. Been piloting this beast for the last 3 years. You need to get somewhere fast, I'm your guy.
Pleasure.
Breakfast isn't much, but it does the job. So, where are you from?
Earth. West America.
Desert, huh? I'm from the plains myself. You don't meet a lot of folks from Earth out here.
You're from Earth too?
Yep, grew up there. Didn't stick around long. Too much of a mess, planet side.
Yeah, I know.
And Lara's from the Ring.
It's true. Born and raised. Not much to tell, really. But yes, the Ring. Not as bad as people say, but not as great as they promise. Have you ever been?
No, never been. My family didn't really have the means to travel. The Ring always seemed like one of those places you hear about, but never actually get to see. It's strange being out here. I'd never met an alien before I met your captain.
But that was a Byron ship you were on. Same species as the captain. You didn't see him then?
Jax?
No. I knew the ship was alien, but the people who took me, they were human.
This isn't a group interrogation. I don't think we should be talking about this. Let Arik do the questioning, and we'll kindly hold our tongues.
I'm not really looking forward to being interrogated. I don't know what the captain wants to know, but I think he'll be disappointed that I don't really know much.
Well, if he's letting you mingle with us first, he knows enough to know that you're not a threat. I'd imagine he's not going to go hard on you.
He doesn't seem like the warmest person.
Perhaps not, but give it time. He's an honest man, and not as bad as he wants people to think.
If he ever gets too intense, just picture him tripping over his own tail. Helps take the edge off.
So, is this really all the crew?
Yep, this is it. The whole gang.
Were you expecting more?
I guess I thought a ship like this would have more people.
Most freighters run light on crew. Easier to manage, fewer mouths to feed. And if you've got the right people, you don't need a whole army.
Though some days it feels like I'm working for three people at once.
Hey now, I do my part.
You fly the ship, Jax. That's your part.
Anyway, don't worry. You'll fit right in. We could probably use some extra help around here anyway. And the wage is fair enough.
Alice, I wanted to speak with you in private, now that you've had a chance to meet the crew. You've been through a lot, that much is clear. I won't press you for details unless you're willing to share them, but I do need to know your circumstances. How you ended up on that ship, and what exactly they wanted with you.
When they took me, everything happened so fast. I just remember waking up there, on the ship. They never told me why, just that I was important. They barely would speak to me.
And the people who took you, do you know who they were?
No, they weren't anyone that I knew. I'm sorry that I don't know much.
I didn't expect you to know much. For now, you'll stay aboard the Fortune, until we reach the ring. At that point, we can make arrangements for you to return home, if that's what you want.
If?
You might find it safer to be elsewhere. The people who took you are gone, but someone may still be looking for you. Until we know more about who they are and what they want, I don't advise you to go unprotected.
So you think they'll come after me again?
I think it's a possibility. One I'd rather not ignore. I'll have Alara show you how to access the ship's systems if you need anything. In the meantime, I'll show you to the cabin that will be yours for the duration. Adjusting to life on a ship takes time. I suggest you take some time to rest. I'll send the crew around with some supplies for you later.
Thank you, Captain. You know, I was half expecting to meet you today.
We're meeting right now?
No, on the ship. I thought you might be crew. I know you said you haven't seen other humans in a long time, and I'm starting to believe it. You haven't met those people, have you?
No, I haven't.
But the captain you have met, would he know you if I mentioned you? Can you tell me your name?
You can't tell him that you spoke to me. You didn't tell him anything, did you?
No, not yet. But if you don't tell me your name, I might just tell him I'm being afflicted by demons at night. And maybe then he'll know who I'm talking about.
You wouldn't.
Oh, I would. First thing in the morning, I'll go up to him, clutching my chest. Captain, I'm haunted. A strange presence speaks to me in the night.
Yeah, don't forget to faint at his feet. You know, for effect.
Yeah, maybe then they'd break out the holy water. Do they have that in space?
I'd rather not find out.
So, do I get a name, or should I start practicing? I'll go first. My name is Alice.
Ambrose.
All right.
That's it?
Well, yeah, were you expecting fanfare? I could clap if you want.
No, I just...
You a celebrity or something? Am I supposed to know that name?
No, nothing like that. It's been a long time since I told it to anyone.
Oh. Well, I guess that makes me pretty special, huh?
Seems that way.
You know, if you were a celebrity, I'd be kind of mad. I could have been talking to a rich and famous guy this whole time.
Oh, trust me, I'm neither of those things. Sorry to disappoint.
I think I'll live. You know, I think you were right about the captain. I feel like he knows something I don't.
He most definitely does.
You sound pretty sure about that. Care to enlighten me? Or are you going to be cryptic about it too?
Listen. You and I, we can talk like this. Not just in dreams. Not just in passing thoughts. But really be here. That's not normal, Alice.
I figured as much.
I think that you are like me.
Like you how?
Whatever lets me do this, lets me reach out past my body, past all of this, you have it too. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking.
And that's why the captain brought me on board?
If I'm right, then yes. He suspects something he just hasn't told you yet.
Great.
I know that it's not fair.
Am I gonna end up in a cage too?
What?
You're on board, but you're not with the crew. They're keeping you somewhere else, aren't they? Is it because of this? Because of what you can do?
In part.
And if they think I can do the same things you can, won't they lock me up too?
No.
No.
You're different. You're a kid. You're not... You've done nothing.
And you have?
Yeah.
You always do that.
Do what?
Answer without really answering.
Old habit. Listen. There will be time for understanding this. I'll help you. Since I'm stuck here, I can't really take you anywhere off ship. But I can share with you my memories. Do you trust me?
I don't know.
Do you trust them?
You do have a point.
There's no reason to be afraid. This isn't about reading minds or seeing into places you shouldn't. It's about becoming the space between worlds. Everything you think, feel, see, everything connects.
I can feel his consciousness pierce layers of reality like an arrow. I feel his perception as if it's my own. The whole universe stretches out before me as if I could touch every star, every planet, everything that's ever been. Together, we're pulled into something much larger than ourselves. Time stretches and folds in on itself. I'm there with him. Part of it. Yet, observing. Our consciousness, like a flicker of light, shifts through the layers between worlds. It's terrifying and beautiful.
People like you and I have been gifted something that others don't understand. In your dreams, in your sleep, you may start to see the world outside your mind. No quality. And if you open up, if you listen closely enough, it'll open to you.
And what am I supposed to do with that?
Something good. Trust me, it's better when you do it yourself. I just can't come with you right now.
I want to see more. I want to understand.
You will. but not all at once. It's like standing on the edge of an ocean. You can't just dive into the deepest part without learning how to swim first.
Then, teach me. Teach me how to swim. This has been episode 2 of Fortune, created by Morgan King, with additional sounds and music courtesy of Artlist.io. Episode 3 may take a little longer, but I promise you good things are coming. Thanks for sticking around, and I hope to see you next time.